Sarah Robinson, welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, now, the Wichita Children's Home will celebrate 125 years this August. Share with us some of the history of the Children's Home.
Thank you. I'd love to. Well, in 1888, we had a gentleman who was a farmer, and he had little girls. And unfortunately, his wife passed away in the birth of the baby girl. So there he was with all these little girls and about 100 acres to work. So he started looking for the community's orphanage. We didn't have one. But some ladies who knew Mrs. M.L. Garver got together, and they started the Wichita Children's Home. They took his little girls, and he gave them a mighty good cow, and the little girls stayed with them. And then he was fortunate enough to remarry and had some more little kiddos from the wife. And so they all got back together and lived happily ever after. However, it was the 1880s in Wichita, and a lot of things were happening. So more children started coming to the Children's Home then.
Way back in the 1800s. My goodness, to think that it's been going on that long. And I know you've seen a lot of changes over the years. Now, you've worked there for what, about 30 years?
Yes, about 30 years. Yes, I have.
So how has the Children's Home changed over the years to fit the needs of the community?
We have changed from providing long-term care to crisis services. Wichita is blessed with wonderful long-term facilities for kiddos, but we are the ones that are 24/7 on the very front end, working with law enforcement, working with children on the streets to help them get off the streets. And then we are working with them as they move from childhood to adulthood.
What's it like when they first come in the door, when you admit the kids?
It can range from a big smile to crocodile tears. It just depends on the child. I can't imagine what it's like to be brought in by a police officer, and I think the officers are great. It's not what I'm saying. But to leave your home and go somewhere and not know what to expect. So our staff's job is to comfort that child. Never, never judge. Don't make a comment about what you think may have happened in that child's home. Get out the tissues if you need to. Absorb some of that anger if you need to. And just listen and comfort the child.
Do they literally come in with the clothes on their back?
Yes, they come in with the clothes on their back. And that's why we're blessed by having a lot of gently used donations, because we want them to change into something clean and fresh. May not be brand new, but it will do the job. And some of their clothes might be in terrible shape, or they might have bugs or who knows what. We just want to provide a safety zone for kiddos who are caught in crisis.
Now, Sarah, what is dinner time like around there? I understand it's quite a family environment. I mean, everybody's around the table, children around the tables. And
yes.
Really.
We have a big dining room, and the boys and the girls sit at different tables, of course. And then each table has a monitor who actually goes to the kitchen and brings out the serving bowls, because we want the youth to really sit down at the meal and talk and share the food, and instead of having a cafeteria style. So we try to make it as family-like as possible. We keep the discussions focused on good things, talk about the day, and talk about what we might be doing that evening. So try to make it like a family.
How long do kids stay at the Children's Home?
We have different programs. The children that are brought in by law enforcement are with us for 72 hours, and during that time, the state social workers decide what's best for them. Then the children that are admitted by their parents, they could stay 2 weeks, maybe even a month, depending on the need. One of the programs we offer is named Bridges, and it's for the 16 to 22-year-olds. And what we're doing is helping them grow up and learn how to live on their own and move towards self-sufficiency. Those kiddos come to us often off the streets. They may be homeless, they may be runaway, they may be throwaway, and they don't have a place to go. Children can be in that program for up to 2 years.
What are you looking for in the way of volunteers?
Glad you asked. Through the screening, they could actually work with the youth, but of course there's a screening process there. We have a lot of administrative work that volunteers could help us with. They could help us sort clothes, prepare activities and lunches and meetings for the children and for the staff. They could also help us with fundraising activities.
And finally, Sarah, what are some of the events that you have planned for this year's 125th anniversary celebration?
We are developing those now as we speak, so we will be putting those on our website and letting everybody know about them. So I will keep you posted.
Sarah Robinson is Executive Director of the Wichita Children's Home. Thank you so much for joining us during Morning Edition.
My pleasure, Carla. Thank you.